7010.
Good afternoon. Good morning, actually, 7010.
Afternoon. Got a lot of verbal. What's going on?
It's not exactly a lot of verbal, but I... Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
I got two passengers that just got off, actually, and they're homeless. But I don't know, it looks like a biohazard, the one, and I was trying to get them off Hawthorne, but they refused to leave the bus. Right now, they just left the bus. But the smell is terrible. I'm going to check if they left anything on the seat.
All right, I can hold for you.
Doesn't look anything suspicious on the seat, but I'm going to clean it at the end on the prison on 33rd. But for the future, what else can I do when somebody forcing himself on the bus? Of course, they didn't have any fare, but the smell is something else.
Yeah, if it's that atrocious, if it's to that point, then tie it up and give me a call and we'll go from there, okay? Sometimes it's really a tough situation for us to be in because of all the ADA rules and stuff like that. But there is a limit, and just tie it up and give us a call, and we'll go from there, okay?
The reason why I didn't do it is because I don't have any other passengers on the bus, so it's just me, and I got the windows open. But that's in the future. If it's that bad, the last thing I want to do is kick off my bus two poor people, but sometimes you don't have a choice.
Yeah, and sometimes if you just, you know, I know many times in my driving career I had to tell people, just kind of pull them aside and be like, okay, bud, you got to go get cleaned up. We can't have you riding the system like this. You know, this is, you know, really bad. And usually if you explain it to them nicely, sometimes they'll try to use the means they have to go get cleaned up. They just don't realize it because they smell their filth all the time. So if it's that bad, just tie it up and give us a call and we'll try and help you out, okay?
No problem. Just one question. Am I allowed to tell them, just guys, can a little bit clean up next time? Am I allowed to say that, or I'm going to get in trouble?
I wouldn't think you would get in trouble for letting them know that the bio is excessive and that it's, you know, they're not going to be able to get transportation if the bio is that, you know, if they smell like that in that situation. If it's that bad, you're out there, you're the one put it, you know, it's in front of you, you know how bad it is. I would say something politely to them and hopefully they will be able to take care of themselves.
Copy. Thank you so much for your help, Patricia. Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day. 1201.